Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the post St. Patty's Day edition. True Crime on Easy Street. Did everybody get over your hangover from St. Patty's Day?
Sure, I feel great.
Yeah, you know, the festivities got canceled due to the weather.
Okay, and then, well, be careful this weekend.
Yeah, I guess I should say. St. Patty's, you know, Monday, which was also Kelly's birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
29 again.
Yes, indeed.
And then, you know, over here we have two birthdays in a row. So yep. Scott's birthday will be tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
That's
happy,
right.
Happy early birthday, Scott.
Thank you. I stopped counting. Don't
you
ask.
You will be 40 plus.
Yeah. Okay. Significant
All right.
amount.
We'll just say that. Yeah. That's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
We're just happy you're still here.
You're happy. I'm surprised.
I know. Let's get some liquid IV in this guy.
Hey, speaking of liquid IVs, who's going to play Isn't This Friday Night Velcro Pygmy Night at Easy Street?
Oh, nice lead way. Uh-huh. They're a fun band. You should come and see them. If you've never seen them, what rock have you been living under? But you should come. Mm-hmm. You will have a great time. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll be making up for missing of the St. Patty's Day festivities.
Yeah, we had some bad weather. Hope everybody's okay after the weather. And our hearts go out to the areas that were affected. And it's so unpredictable and it's so scary.
But it seems still like, I mean, that day was, I felt this eerie feeling. I had been there before doing this same planning, and everybody's out of their sorts. And there's a line at the gas station and the grocery store. And, you know, one of those times was April of 2011.
And
That was a terrible day.
You're always thinking, oh boy, I hope it's not that day again.
Yeah. There was also another day, and was it 2021?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's some terrible.
Yeah.
And then was 2021? No, it had been further back than that. When the tornadoes hit Jacksonville State University. That was a terrible day.
That was took out that whole building. They've built that building back, the library, and there was some damage to the library, but it was mostly the continuing education center.
And the Merrill building, which is the big business building, the big round building that you see as you drive in. That was the big hit. Mm-hmm. And then several
apartments.
Apartments. Yeah. I mean, you know, people were lit. I mean, people were there. Kids were there. They didn't.
Yeah.
It was during the school day.
Sure.
I remember that.
Well, it's during spring break.
Okay.
Thankfully.
Okay. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. There were students, but not as many would have been.
Yes, it was crazy because it was during spring break.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. It was after I'd moved on, but it was sad.
Yeah.
Bad day. So the weather hopefully has been cleared up by now. If you're out there still, your lights don't work. We have a phone number you can call, but I forgot what it is.
There was a lot of power outages throughout the state. I don't think any in our county here, but
I don't think so.
It kind of petered out by the time it got to this part of the state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
which is not always the case because we live right here in Tornado Alley.
Mm-hmm. We do.
I mean, a few claps of thunder and some lightning and a smattering of rain, and that was it for me.
Yeah, I don't know if you got as much rain as we did where you live, but I got a pretty good bit of rain.
Mm-hmm. It was, and the lightning was really bad.
Yep.
At our house.
So this is episode 201.
201, here we are.
And I have no idea what's going on. I barely even know this. My name is Scott Wright. I am a mediocre journalist.
Kelly Turner, not a doctor.
Katie Givens, not a lawyer.
So I don't know, that's all.
Does anybody have any shout outs before we move on?
Do not.
Should we do a sound check?
That is probably not a bad idea. Pause, please. Okay, we actually did a sound check and we're good.
It's working.
If you didn't know, I'd been out of town all week, and so that probably wasn't out of question, just to make sure that I remembered how to plug everything back in. Not that we've missed a week of recording.
No.
I just have been
out of sorts.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so this week, Katie is in the big chair.
Yep.
And she told me before we turned on the mics what she was talking about.
Please not again.
I do not remember. Scott doesn't know over here, as you can tell.
I know her last name.
Yeah.
Katie's last name?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
the name
whoever,
of the lady that
whoever
Katie
her is.
Is going to discuss today.
Okay, good. So, Katie, take it away.
Yes. So, today we are going to talk about the, I guess we should say now, former family vlogger, Ruby Frank. And to clarify, we have talked about this. This is no relation to any other Franks you may know in history. This is Ruby Frank with an E.
Frank with an E.
And if you don't know what a family vlogger is, Scott.
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed the confused look on my face.
That is a person. Okay, so a vlogger is someone who makes videos and posts them online.
Sure.
And a family vlogger makes videos of their family.
Okay.
Which is, to me, kind of the lowest form of entertainment.
So she's got, instead of just herself, she follows the kids around and grandma, and she posts all of that.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, I'm not gonna watch it.
So it's an episode of Modern Family.
Not really.
If it's done well.
No. Modern Family.
If it's done really
fantastic,
well.
Fantastic.
Yes, that's what I mean. It would have to be done really well.
Honestly, I wouldn't watch long enough to know if it's that good. It's just not my favorite thing to scroll and watch. I'm gonna scroll past it.
I don't really like kids on the internet.
Yeah, I frown on that as well.
And, you know, now some states have laws, California especially has laws, if more than a certain percentage of your content online has your kids in it, you have to set up a trust and pay them.
Good.
And put money aside for them because they're
Earning money for
exploiting
you.
Exploiting the workers.
Yeah.
And there have been people moving on out of California. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I guess we'll get into...
I feel like you probably get flagged by some sort of agency that's going to check into you even more if you have a lot of child content on your pages, even if it is your own child.
Yeah, you should.
Do you guys feel that way?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Common sense has a role to play in this.
It really does. And that's where the mistake is made,
Scott. Exactly.
Don't assume that. That there's common sense.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, so she's a family vlogger. Boring.
Yes.
But tell us about her.
She gained prominence through her YouTube channel, which name was 8 Passengers. It launched in 2015, and the channel showcased the daily lives of Ruby, her husband Kevin, and their 6 children.
Ah, 6 + 2, 8. Got it. 8 Passengers. I see it now.
They had over 2 million subscribers on this YouTube channel.
What are you 2 million people doing with your lives?
I think actually at one point it was like 2.5 million, lot of subscribers.
Just twist the knife in, Katie.
Hey, listen, don't be too rough on people who listen to other people talk as a pastime, please. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
We talk, we don't video.
Okay.
Yeah. Viewers were drawn.
True.
I'm not
like there's some sort of hierarchy or something. There's not.
I have gotten
lowly videographers.
Yeah. I've gotten so old recently. I don't want video. I don't want to watch my podcast.
No.
I don't want to watch a movie. Y'all know I don't want to watch a movie or TV, really. I want to see it or hear it. I mean, read it or hear it is what I'm trying.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is me. I love to read and do audiobooks or podcasts.
I feel like this is all going off the rails, but me too.
You like a movie.
I like a movie.
You do like a movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, nothing wrong with that. So viewers were drawn to their portrayal of a devout Mormon family navigating life's challenges. That's kind of their spiel. But beneath this wholesome veneer, there were some troubling signs that began to surface. So we wouldn't be here today if a crime hadn't occurred.
Yeah. Right?
So long before that, concerned viewers had begun to question Ruby's parenting methods in her videos.
But that was an unintended consequence of all that posting of videos.
Yep. And so most vloggers are going to share curated moments of their lives. That's why social media is so dangerous, because you are looking at someone's highlight reel. We hear it all the time, but people don't really believe it. Like, you are not looking at someone's real life usually. Mm-mm. You're looking at the best version that they can put out there.
Right.
But some of Ruby's content started to reveal troubling disciplinary tactics that many found alarming. Like, there were red flags going off. One of the earlier instances of this occurred when Ruby disclosed that her then 6-year-old daughter had gone to kindergarten without lunch. Because instead of addressing the oversight, Ruby explained in the video that she intentionally denied her daughter food as a punishment for forgetting to pack her own lunch.
Six?
At 6. Kindergarten.
Oh.
First year in school.
So Ruby's a bitch.
Yeah, like I get, like, you know, if my a teenager says she's going to pack her lunch and she forgets it. For one, she can figure out how to buy lunch at school.
Mm-hmm.
Or still, I'd probably bring her lunch.
But if she...
It's lunch.
Withholding food as a punishment is a terrible parenting tactic. Mm-hmm. And it's neglect.
Yeah.
And she's telling the internet she's doing this.
Yeah, that's...
But if the little girl forgot to pack her lunch, wasn't that
it's because she's
punishment
sick.
Self-administered to begin with? She forgot her lunch.
Well, I mean, that's what she's saying. She didn't bring her lunch.
Yeah.
So she
she wasn't going to have any lunch anyway.
No, you're her mother, and at six, you feed her lunch.
No, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
No, the punishment was Ruby is saying that the school calls, says, your daughter doesn't have lunch, and she says, too bad.
She forgot.
So what did the school do?
Don't know if they...
They probably had something.
They may have, but I don't know. You know, some schools don't. Like, if you don't have money, they're not going to just...
That's insanity.
You know there's half a peanut butter sandwich
on
white loaf bread somewhere in that cafeteria.
Do better schools. That's ridiculous. I am perfectly okay with my tax dollars going to provide school lunches and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Which, you know,
at no cost to the kids. I'm good with that.
Which we're thankfully currently in a district where they provide lunch for free.
They do.
Now,
it's unfortunate because we have so much poverty here.
Yeah.
Is why it happens. And it's a sad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm perfectly okay with my tax dollars doing that.
Sure.
So, of course, critics saw this as unnecessarily cruel, but Ruby doubled down, insisting that her parenting methods were teaching responsibility. So, the comments are probably back and forth. The comments are going wild, and she's like, no, this is teaching her how, mm-hmm. that her actions have consequences.
Yeah, in the kitchen, six-year-old.
I mean, I'll bet she didn't forget her lunch again.
Scott.
I'm saying.
She's six.
I know.
Scott
it's
doesn't
awful.
Have children.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's remember that audience.
This is true.
In another shocking incident, Ruby admitted on camera that she had forced her son, then 15, to sleep on a beanbag chair in their basement for several months.
Why?
She claimed that this was a consequence of him playing pranks on his younger brother. So he didn't have a bed, and it was also reportedly denied just basic comforts. Like, he just had a bean bed. That's what he was allowed to sleep on.
Okay.
For months.
Mm. That's okay. I'm not as disturbed by that as I am the lunch.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. And why are you putting that on the internet?
Why don't you just ground him?
Yeah.
Or take away, what is he like?
He's
like
15. There has to be things to take away other than a bed.
Take his video game away.
He just really liked the bed.
That's just weird to me, mm-hmm. but okay. All right.
Beyond these incidents, Ruby also filmed her children's misbehavior and punishments. She publicly shamed them in front of their, 2.5 million strong audience.
Mm-hmm.
So basically just a disregard for their privacy, which led to an outcry from child welfare advocates who feared that the children were being emotionally harmed.
Aren't there child privacy acts? Isn't there some kind of law?
I would think, but maybe if it's your parent putting it out there that it's different.
I don't know.
You can consent for your child, maybe?
I guess.
So as time went on, Ruby's children seemed increasingly isolated. Her oldest son, the one that slept on the beanbag, his name is Chad. He mentioned in a video that he had been sent to a wilderness therapy camp for bad behavior, a punishment that some viewed as extreme, because I don't know if you've seen documentaries on these wilderness therapy camps, like Paris Hilton went to one,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, I mean, like they're most...
It sounds extreme.
I'm not sure they're regulated.
Yeah, I was going to say, most of them are just riddled with abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Reports also surfaced that the children were not allowed to have sleepovers or play dates, which I'm not...
Is that ever, or is that as a punishment?
That was, as time went on, she stopped allowing
all
of
that. She stopped allowing all that.
Okay. Which pointed towards that they were just being isolated
so
from
no
outside.
So no socialization.
Yeah. They were just isolating in their little family unit.
Mm-hmm.
But things took a darker turn when Ruby began working with Jody Hildebrandt, who was a therapist and life coach and the founder of a controversial self-help program called Connections, which preached a rigid, almost cult-like philosophy that emphasized extreme personal accountability. We're kind of hearing already was a thing of Ruby's, and obedience. Under her influence, her being Jody's influence, Ruby's approach to parenting became even harsher, and family relationships reportedly suffered. Her own husband, Kevin, was reportedly estranged from the family, which we'll get more into Kevin.
Okay, good.
Kevin's a sticking point for me in this story.
Yeah, I'm what are you doing, Kevin?
Nothing. Hmm. Spoiler alert, as Scott likes to give.
Gosh. And let me just say this. I'm such a negative today. I do not like the whole concept of a life coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't like it at all.
I don't either, but I think also our personalities wouldn't align with that. Like, I'm very, like, mm-hmm. I know what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
I do too. And exactly. I embrace it mm-hmm. and forget you if you don't like it.
I agree.
I actually very much oppose the idea of a life coach.
You don't think for anybody? Right. And I'm not here to defend it. I'm just asking.
No, for anybody. I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like it at all. Mm-hmm. I think it's, here's a clinical term for you. I think it's crap.
Yeah, it's unregulated too. That's going to be the name of the game in this story.
People are so unique and so different, and you can't develop this one approach, and then you're not so unique and different that you can help everybody with your ways.
So you're calling snake oil on this?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Got it. Okay,
manipulation.
Okay,
exploitation, all of it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't be susceptible to a cult.
No.
I don't think I would either.
Me neither.
Mm. In later videos, Ruby's children appeared withdrawn, malnourished, and at times fearful. And these are in videos. Like, they're still videoing the children. Their demeanor had changed from the cheerful kids who first appeared on Eight Passengers to subdued, visibly uncomfortable children who rarely smiled on camera. These changes did not go unnoticed. Concerned viewers flooded social media, urging authorities to investigate.
Okay.
Despite these warning signs, the Frank family's followers were divided. So some fiercely defended Ruby's parenting, claiming that she was simply enforcing strong discipline. Others, however, saw the writing on the wall and continued calling for intervention.
I want to hear from those people that continued to support her through this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know a story like this, don't we?
Yeah.
Little did the public know, behind the scenes, the situation was far worse than anyone could have imagined. We'll talk a little bit more about that after these words from our sponsors. Hello, Cherokee County. If you are looking for a health option where the staff makes you feel like family, then you don't have to look any further than Cherokee Family Healthcare.
Cherokee Family Healthcare treats patients of all ages with emphasis on personalized care. Call 256-266-1021 to schedule an appointment, or just walk right into the office at 819 West Main Street in Center. That's right across from the post office. If you're not feeling well, do that and let them get you returned to good health.
They offer primary care health services, urgent care, DOT physicals, weight loss, IV hydration. You can get same day appointments, and walk-ins are welcome. Like I said, just give them a call at 256-266-1021. They're at 819 West Main Street in Center. That's like kind of right across from the post office.
Right across.
You can't miss it.
Katie and Kelly, let me tell you guys a quick story. Recently, I was dining at Easy Street, and I met a man who told me that he and his wife were planning to retire soon to the Weiss Lake area from out of state. I told him that the best person for him to call to help him find a home in the area is Greg Oliver. Greg is the owner and broker at Go Realty. And if you're like the man that I met who is thinking of moving here, or if you're looking for property or a home anywhere in Northeast Alabama or Northwest Georgia, you should call Greg Oliver at 256-504-3847. Greg has a full list of waterfront, residential, commercial, farm, and investment properties, and he is ready to help you find exactly what you're looking for. Greg has 25 years of experience in the real estate market, and you can see a complete list of his current properties by visiting gregoliverweisslake.com. So visit the website or call Greg at Go Realty today. The number is 256-504-3847.
Hey, true crime fans. It's time to start planning your 2025 summer vacation. And why not take it right here in Cherokee County, Alabama?
We have a ton of things to do here in Cherokee County. You can wet a hook in Weiss Lake, swing away at Cherokee Pines Golf Club, take in the breathtaking views at Cherokee Rock Village, hike the National Preserve at Little River Canyon, Enjoy an all-day splash at Pirates Bay Water Park, and there's so much more.
The Cherokee County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism has a full list of lodgings, RV sites, kayak rentals, and campgrounds, and they're all anxious to meet your vacation needs, whatever they may be.
So come stay with us this summer from wherever you are. Plan your Northeast Alabama summer staycation by visiting cherokee-chamber.org.
Thank you, sponsors. All right, Katie.
I was going to keep a straight face until you did that on purpose.
We had to do an outtake right there, ladies and gentlemen, because I can't talk, so I just dumbed it down.
I think you were just fine. I think it was Scott's reaction to it. That was the problem.
She did
I
get a little tongue-tied purpose
from time to time.
She left out the word wonderful the second time.
I did. I said purpose. I did say that in the outtake. Anyways, thank you to our sponsors. We love you.
Yes, we do.
Katie, all right, where are we going from here?
Okay, let's dive into who is this Jody lady? Jody Hildebrandt. She was a licensed mental health counselor. So there you go. And the founder of Connections Classroom, a self-help program that, like we kind of went into, promoted strict moral accountability and personal responsibility. She's based in Utah. And she gained a following among conservative religious communities, particularly members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. At first glance, Connections appear to be a life coaching platform aimed at helping people improve their relationships and overcome personal struggles. However, many former clients, including ex-members of the LDS Church, have since described it as manipulative and cult-like, promoting emotional abuse under the guise of self-improvement.
So this Jody, what is her personal life like? Is she married? Does she have kids? Does she have it all together?
No. Nope. Jody's single. Single lady.
That's what you want.
Yeah. To my knowledge, no children of her own.
Not sitting here saying, you know, just...
Nope. But she's not married. No, she's...
Yeah. If you're giving advice like that, it's kind of difficult to want to take advice like that from someone who hasn't been there. I don't necessarily care if my surgeon has had the surgery mm-hmm. that he or she is doing on me.
Right.
But when you're talking about it, life coaching, mm-hmm. it's just a little bit different.
This is going to be controversial, and I'm just going to say it. I can't work out with someone. I can't have a workout instructor who isn't more fit than I am.
No, I don't think that's controversial.
I feel like on the internet these days it is.
I don't think you're body shaming anybody.
No, no.
I think that's your standard. Uh-huh. You need somebody to push you.
Yes, I need to be inspired by the life.
Yeah, I gotcha.
For my own personal.
Yeah. Now for me, anybody could be my fit coach. You're okay. You're just fine. So I'll take all of you. It's fine. Good for you. Keep going.
Oh, man.
Congratulations on your recently climbed flight of stairs.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're telling me?
Good for you.
Okay.
Because you got me, and I will listen.
Jody's teaching centered around the idea that people must take absolute accountability for every aspect of their lives. She framed life in black and white terms, where any kind of disagreement, rebellion, or emotional struggle was labeled as distortion. A term she used to describe anything that deviated from her strict moral code. Go ahead.
I think I hear her beginning to come off the rails.
Yeah.
Is that what
this
I hear?
This is also against anything. I know her degree is in mental health counseling, but I'm sure she had to have some sort of psychology class in there. But that goes against the basic teachings of psychology, of thinking for yourself and analytical thinking and. You know,
these are some of the core tenets of her program. So, number one, blame and self-responsibility, where she taught that individuals, even children, were responsible for everything that happened to them, even if they were victims of abuse.
Wow.
Strict obedience, where questioning authority or expressing emotions such as anger or sadness was considered evidence of a flawed character.
Okay.
And control over relationships, where she encouraged followers to cut off family members or friends who did not align with her teachings, labeling them as toxic or, like I said, distorted.
That's cult 101.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. That's make sure you didn't give her your social security number when you walked in, too, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her approach was particularly harsh on children. She believed that kids needed rigid discipline to become morally pure and often justified extreme punishments in the name of accountability. So even before her involvement with Ruby, Jody had a history of ethical and legal troubles related to her counseling practices. Kelly, you probably could have guessed that already.
I'm shocked by that.
In 2008, she was placed on professional probation by the Utah Division of Occupational and Professional Licensing.
Because I'm tight.
After violating client confidentiality. So, according to official records, she disclosed private information about a male patient to his LDS church leaders without consent.
Ooh.
Like, that makes my stomach hurt.
Something like that should be a, you don't have a license.
Yeah, you're done.
It shouldn't be probation because it wasn't accidental. It wasn't neglect.
She didn't accidentally drop a file.
She knew exactly what she was doing. And that, to me, is, she should have just been.
They shoot spies for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, she just had some disciplinary action where she was required to complete additional training to continue practicing.
So her punishment was light, contrary to her. She didn't think that she should punish herself based on her own standards.
Right. And now, of course, this incident's a major red flag, you know, shows that she prioritized her own ideological beliefs over professional ethics, which is going to be a pattern that's going to continue in her later work. Former clients of Connections have since come forward with a lot of disturbing accounts of her influence. Many claimed she isolated them from their families, convinced them they were morally broken, and dictated their personal decisions, including whom they could associate with and how they could parent their children.
I assume we're getting to the money soon, I'm guessing, but there's got to be a money aspect to this. Yeah, all right.
I mean, I'm sure there was, but it's not the major thing in this.
Okay.
The incident, some even likened Connections to a psychological cult where followers were stripped of their autonomy and conditioned to accept Jody's rigid authoritarian worldview. So Jody's way or no way. So by 2022, Ruby had become deeply immersed in Connections. She was promoting Jody's teaching on her YouTube channel. She was cutting ties with friends and family who disagreed with the methods. And her children reportedly suffered the most because Jody encouraged Ruby to implement increasingly extreme punishments under the guise of teaching accountability. So now, we're going to kind of jump ahead because there's not a lot of info on what happens in between here. It's kind of the pieces are still being placed together, but I will say what I believe happened in between. So we're going to, like she said, she's got six kids.
Mm-hmm.
She's got some that are older and some that are little. So some of the older ones are actually going to move out of Ruby's home and live with other people.
In the community, obviously.
Not their dad, though.
Right.
Because Ruby's going to kick Kevin out of the house and say that because of the teachings of Jody, he needs to, like, work on himself. And he can't be in their home because he's distorted.
I feel like these are some very modern Mormons.
Yeah.
Who wears the pants in that family?
I mean,
Kevin.
I always thought that that was kind of their practice, but I'm wrong, obviously. There's a branch that's a little more...
I don't know if
not as fundamental, I guess.
I think it's because she got into the Connections of it all that trumped her...
Yeah.
Her religious beliefs.
So was her job vlogger?
Yes. She's making 2.5 million subscribers. She's making money.
So she was making a good living doing that.
She's cut Kevin off from the kids. He can't talk to the kids. He's not allowed to contact the kids. And Kevin doesn't fight this. This is my qualms with Kevin.
Wow.
Kevin just listens to Ruby.
What does Kevin do for a living?
I think Kevin had some kind of job, but I think he also was on the, just doing the...
Maybe he was ready.
Blogger too.
Maybe he was ready for a midlife crisis.
I don't know.
I got problems with Kevin.
I do too, a lot.
I'm not trying to excuse it. I'm just
no.
Yeah,
no, you're trying to find some sort of explanation.
Yeah, maybe he's like,
what is going on, Kevin?
I think I'll go to the beach for a while.
Yeah,
sure. You keep the kids.
Good grief.
The situation took a dire turn on August 30th, 2023, when Ruby's 12-year-old son escaped from the home of Jody Hildebrandt. So you're like, why is he at Jody's? Because they have all moved in together. Ruby and Jody and her younger children.
Okay.
Living in the home together.
All living with Jody.
The boy appeared emaciated with open wounds and duct tape around his extremities.
Oh my gosh.
He sought help from a neighbor. There's like ring camera footage of this. He gets out of the house. He runs to a neighbor. He rings it's an elderly couple's home. He rings the doorbell and the neighbor is going to come out and he's like, "Hey, can you take me to the police station?" And the old man, he's like, "Yeah, hold on." Like
their little hearts were just broken.
So they get him some food and sit him down, call the police to come. The boy's asking him, take me to the police station.
Yeah, doesn't want to be.
Yeah, get me the hell out of here.
Right, right.
They call the police to come, and he's, like, the man's on the phone just broken. Like, you can hear it in his voice. Mm-hmm. Just like, there's this, he can see, like, this is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, once authorities show up at that house, they realize, oh, there's another kid in the house. So, they bust into Jody's home, mm-hmm. and they find another malnourished child in the residence. And both of the kids are going to have to be hospitalized because their condition was severe.
Yeah. You can't just fix malnourishment with, here's some food, eat all you want.
Yeah,
you can't do
process.
That. Yeah.
Authorities are going to immediately arrest Ruby and Jody.
Good.
They're going to charge them with 6 counts of aggravated child abuse apiece.
Good.
And their investigation is going to uncover that the children had been subjected to severe malnourishment and physical abuse. Notably, they would take cayenne pepper mixed with honey, and that's how they would dress the wounds that they would put on.
Oh, my Lord.
So they would pour cayenne pepper and honey on.
Torture.
Yeah.
That's torture.
Mm-hmm. According to prosecutors, Jody played an active role in the abuse of Ruby's children. Because when they discovered, her 12-year-old son who was, bound in duct tape in Jody's house, it was clear that she wasn't just an enabler, she was a direct participant in this mistreatment. So that was like a theory to begin with. Like, Ruby's the abuser and Jody's just here. But no.
This is happening in Jody's home.
Yes.
So she's accountable for all of this.
Yes.
Too. Are they together?
I don't think they have ever come out and said it, but okay. It's been said they slept in the same bed.
It seems like that they have this relationship going
on. I think that they were sleeping in the same bed when Kevin was still in the picture.
In the house?
They kicked Kevin out of the bed and Jody was in the bed.
Oh, immediately.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think at one point even maybe Kevin's on the couch and Jody's in the bed. Like, there's like an overlap there. Like, Kevin saw Jody
Kevin
sweep
needs
in.
Some kind of coach.
If anybody so far needs a life coach, it's Kevin.
So he needs somebody to light a fire under him.
So in the aftermath of all this, Ruby's siblings are going to publicly condemn her actions, of course. Her sisters are also influencers, so they're on the internet. And they released a joint statement expressing relief over the arrest, stating it needed to happen for the safety of the children. And her brother claimed that Ruby had been brainwashed by Jody, suggesting that her influence exacerbated Ruby's behavior. Which I agree that it exacerbated it, but I think there was abuse prior to Jody coming into the picture.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it.
Like I said, they both were arrested, both faced 6 counts of aggravated child abuse. Prosecutors described Jody as a master manipulator. Like I said, she weaponized therapy and faced faith-based teachings to exert control over her followers.
Mm-hmm. So,
not a fan.
No.
They're arrested in August, and on December 18th, Ruby is going to plead guilty to 4 counts of aggravated child abuse. So I guess they took out 2 counts to get her to plead guilty. She was sentenced to 4 consecutive terms of 1 to 15 years each. So that's her sentencing range, 1 to 15
For each count.
So she'll serve her first sentence, and then she'll have to serve her second sentence, and then her third and her fourth. Wow.
So did they give her the max for each one?
So the actual length will be decided by the Board of Pardons and Parole in Utah.
Okay.
So like they...
Okay. That's their law there. Yeah. That's how they do it. Okay.
Jody received a similar sentence, and so they both are serving the same prison time.
Okay.
not together. To my, well, they may be in the same prison. Actually, I didn't check into that.
If Utah's like Alabama, they may have. There's no choice.
Yeah,
I bet.
Because I we bet only have right. one prison here for women.
Tutwiler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where is that? Where is the prison? Is it in? Is it near Montgomery?
I think so. Tutwiler.
Yeah,
I thought it was near Tuscaloosa.
It's near Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah,
I am very. I have to know now because now as I'm reading back over this. Well, this is,
ladies and gentlemen out there listening. This is what we refer to often, and you'll hear it mentioned: a rabbit hole. And Katie is. Way down in it right now.
I know. I do.
We're
going to
fill dead air. While she looks that up and sees what's going on.
So, Katie, I do have a question for you with you, you know, going into law school and all this. And I Shane and I talked a little bit about this when Shane was on, when we did episode 199. Would you represent these women? And if you did, what would be your strategy? Because they do have a right to a defense.
Yeah. Plea deal.
See.
What the what lawyer did. Yeah.
And a professor of mine, who was also my mock trial coach, he made a good point on this. Because he's a criminal defense attorney. That's all he does. He defends the worst of the worst people. And he's like, he believes that, or he made it, you know, if you're going to be a true criminal defense attorney, you have to represent whomever. Like, you kind of have
all
to.
All of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that. I'm not going to be a true criminal defense attorney, so I don't think I'll have that same standard. Mm-hmm. So this, no, I don't.
Gotcha.
I don't think that the money could swade me into that. And I don't mean money, but like that's just not. I'll have other things to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
this would be a full time job,
and I'm not trying to like catch you in something by asking this question. I'm truly fascinated by this because if you don't provide good defense, then the appeal process can happen. Mm-hmm. And part of being a good defense attorney keeps that from happening in the future. So there is that other side to it. So I'm not trying to, you know.
No, if I was a true, like, defense, if I was going to be a true, you know, criminal defense attorney, then yeah, I mean.
And if you get this, I guess you do go plea deal. And you say, look, this is what.
You can't go through trial on this. They're going to put pictures of these kids up.
They're going to post all those videos. Yeah, those people are going to watch them.
Like you, yeah, right. You go down for it in a jury of your peers, kid crimes. Yeah,
you don't have any peers.
Yeah, you don't.
When it comes to that, you really don't, and you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're in the same. They're in the same prison.
Utah, maybe like Alabama,
same prison unit.
Okay, same.
They're very close. Yeah, I'm sure. When I got to thinking about that, I was like, because you know when we did. Oh gosh, names are just terrible with me. When the two friends murdered their other friend, you know, those two friends are
The teenage
same
girls
prison together.
They are. They're in the Camp Cupcake or whatever it was called.
Is that what it's called?
That's what the nickname is. Oh, okay. Camp Cupcake.
I mean, they have iPads or tablets.
That's back. That case is where the two girls led the other girl out into the woods and stabbed her to death.
That's right.
I don't remember which episodes those were, but I think we did two on those, didn't we?
Yeah, because it was a...
Anyways.
Was that here that day?
Yes.
Both days, I think. Okay, so now where do we go from here as far as the children? I know we're not going to get into their privacy and all that, but...
The children, so... Kevin was having to try to fight back to get custody of the kids, and I believe he does now have custody of the children.
As much as I hate to say it, I mean, I guess that's where you have to go from here. I mean, I don't think he deserves those children, but you know, I'm on the outside looking in. Yeah. So
best option, best of a series of bad options.
To keep and the goal is usually to keep the family together.
Yeah.
So they could all live together. All the siblings that are still living at home age with their father.
And they're owed restitution. So, like, I know some of the proceeds of Jody's business are going to them for restitution. And I believe they were selling the house.
Mm-hmm. What about the videos? Can you watch the videos and get, like, the money go to the kids?
You know, I don't know if the YouTube channel's still there or not.
They may have taken it down, especially if it had.
Because I wasn't, I didn't look it up in my mind. I was thinking, I'm not giving views to this, but then.
But if
I'm
the money goes to them, then yeah. But I bet they had to take down all the ones that had the abuse. I mean, they should have if they didn't.
Yeah. They may have took the whole channel
probably.
Maybe gone.
That's probably the best practice. Is
yeah, I bet it's. I'll bet it's not there anymore.
All of that, but
and if you're into social media, you've probably heard about this already because it was like all over social media. And there's even a Hulu docuseries called "Devil in the Family: The Fall of Ruby Frank." Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it, but I saw the ad flash by.
And in it, that's why I'm saying I wasn't sure if they were with because in the docuseries, Kevin's talking about trying to get the kids.
Okay.
But from my research, it seems like he's got, like they're with him now, that he has custody of them.
But there are some that are old enough to be out of the home. Mm-hmm. So then that would, I guess, be my second choice is could they live with their sibling?
I think that was talked about in the docuseries a little bit because the eldest children are in the docuseries.
Okay.
And like, so they talk about the kids too.
Sure.
The little ones.
Sounds like they're going to get.
I hope so. I hate to see these children split into a system and go. That would be so traumatic on top of everything. And unfortunately, that's what happens to a lot of children who end up going into the system.
I feel like this is what happens, you know, when you have this like unregulated, the self-help programs, that's what we're saying. Like, like a life coach, like, you know, weak-minded people. I don't know. If you already have that.
People who are easily manipulated.
Yes, that's
or who are more, can fall victim to that. Mm-hmm. And honestly, anybody can fall victim to that. Sometimes before they even realize it. Yeah. Some people realize it, get themselves out of it and say, no, I'm not going to do this. But some people feel wholeheartedly that they're doing the right thing. Either way, if what you're doing breaks the law, you're responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just, Jody, you're responsible.
Yeah.
And it,
since you're big on that, you are responsible for the fact that you are in prison now.
Yeah.
So
take your personal accountability.
Maybe you are right about your accountability.
It's black and white.
But yeah, so different folks. I see what you're saying, Katie, when you have, and I know you don't mean you're not insulting people when you say weak-minded. You're talking about.
Yeah.
There are people who are
the easily influenced.
Yeah, more susceptible to that. Yeah.
And when you already couple that with like religious extremism, and
they prey on that.
That's what they said. The Jody's teachings were very popular in these certain sects of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the people who are no longer in that church who have come forward and said, yes, this is how her teachings were. They were cult like, they were this, they were. Because they've got out of that extreme.
And people are so quick to call those folks sour grapes or they didn't, you know, they try to discount them.
Sure.
But I put a lot of credit to those individuals who have gone through that and got themselves out of it or somebody else got them out of it or for whatever reason, they realize now what it is and they're trying to speak out against it. There are plenty other cults that are happening today where people try to speak out against it, and it's still going on.
Mm-hmm. I like a cult story. I'm always
there's a new there's a new Charles Manson documentary on Netflix that delves into cults and conspiracies, and it just kind of explains. And we've done that story on the podcast, but this new documentary really approaches it from a different angle that I wasn't that familiar with. So even if you think you know the story of the Manson murders. That's a pretty good,
interesting
documentary.
Where is this?
It's on Netflix.
Okay,
it's brand new.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It is fascinating to me to see how individuals fall victim to this, and they are victims. They're absolutely victims. But I believe, from what you've told me, there was some abuse happening to these children before she got mixed up with Jody. So.
And then it seems like Jody's philosophy kind of aligned with what she was already feeling. So that wasn't just. And like I said, I think they were in a personal relationship, so that
it seems that they were,
manifests even more.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
perfect storm.
Good grief. these poor children. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they're out of it. I hate all this happened to them, but I hope that they are, wherever they are now, that they are happy and all together as a family unit. I hope so. Mm. Good grief. Do we know when these women are getting out of prison? We don't. They don't even know.
I think it's like up to like 30. Probably, they'll probably end up being in prison about 30 years from what I've seen.
Wow. That's
good. Like minimum 4 up to 30.
Okay.
Minimum four.
Gosh, that's...
But one year, 1 to 15 years on each of the 4 counts. Yeah. So that's your 4-year minimum, I guess.
Yeah, so at least 4. And then, they'll never serve the max. Yeah. So.
Right. They won't serve the max, but I hope they don't serve the minimum.
Yeah.
And you are worked up.
Am I?
Kelly Turner, yeah. Ooh,
I am fit to be tied. Thank you, Katie. You did a great job today. And I was not familiar with this case, so I learned something new today. How about you, Scott?
Same here.
Did you learn something new?
I learn something new every time I walk in the door.
All right. Say something nice about us on social media. If you don't have anything nice to say, then just, keep going.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah. TrueCrimeOnEasyStreet.com. Email us at TrueCrimeOnEasyStreet@gmail.com.
Facebook page.
Check us out on Facebook. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Yeah. But make sure you comment so that we can give you a shout out.
Yeah. Yep. Or we'll give you a shout down. Is that it, guys? Are we done?
No.
Good night, everybody.